Blog Talk Radio.
Out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is your host and friend, the Sand Tiger, DJ Southeast Vince, coming at you from a place called Durham, North Carolina. This is Black by Color Only on CNM Radio. On this show, I will discuss current events and issues that affect the black race and take on the apostles of blackness. Hopefully, you'll get something from this show, and if you have a question or a comment, make sure you season it well with respect, or I'll push the kick button and you'll suffer the curse of the fruit bat. So don't come here being a fruit bat, as this is a fruit bat free program. You are listening to Black by Color Only. Greetings out there to my listening audience. Hope today finds you doing well. If you would like to call in, be a guest on the show, the call-in number is 646-478-5284. That's 646-478-5284. Give you a word of warning. I will not accept ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, random insulting, and excessive profanity, gaslighting, trolling, things of that sort. If you think you want to involve yourself in those type of activities, I'd advise you to hang up now, or else you will suffer the curse of the fruit bat, which means you'll be cut off from this program. I have no problem whether you agree with me or disagree with me about anything, but just do it in a respectable manner, So having said all that, hope you all are doing good out there. Hope you're staying safe. We can get rolling with this Christmas season. I didn't think I would be doing too well today, because this past Sunday I caught the cocoa again. That's my word for the coronavirus. And, the first time I caught it was in 2020, December of 2020. And, back then I suffered a little bit more than I did this time. You know, back then I suffered the appetite suppression and the messed up olfactory system and the taste and everything. And back then I really suffered. This time it wasn't as much suffering, but it was still bad enough, especially the cough, which I still feel like I got with me, but it's not as painful as it was for most of this time during the COVID. And I was able to do a Facebook Live last night. You know, and I said, okay, well, since I was able to do that, I can do this program today, you know, so. But anyway, hope you all are doing well out there, despite what may be going on with me. Let's see, pull up my chat, see if anybody's come up yet. Come on. I need a new computer, to be honest with you. And when I say a new computer, I need a better one. You know, I got this HP Slimline. I've had it since 2014. And it's done its purpose, but I need something better than this. Okay, so no one's in the chat and whatever. But what I wanted to talk about, I wanted to talk about three subjects today. Y'all might know where I'm going with a couple of them. But one of them I wanted to talk about, I had mentioned last week, the Protection of Marriage Act that was passed this week. I made mention of it last week that there's this bill that's called the Protection of Marriage Act. I think that's what it's called, the Protection of Marriage Act. And in it describes the protection for same-sex and interracial marriage. Now, same-sex marriage is not marriage. Let me just start off with that. You know, I'm not going to go into some long introduction about what I think about it. Same-sex marriage is not marriage because it's not marriage is between a man and a woman. And it's through marriage that families are born, you know. And you cannot have a family with two people of the same sex. They can't reproduce. And usually those people, when they say they want to have children, instead of going the conventional way, they want to knock on the door of the heterosexuals and say, hey, give us your children. Why can't you have children yourself? Now, given there are times, and these are exceptions, that you got two couples, male and female, they can't have children. Okay, that's the exception, not the rule. Because, you know, these dimwits will get up here and they'll start talking about, oh, well, what about people who can't have children? That's the exception, not the rule. But it's always the rule with same-sex couples that you can't have children. That's always the rule. Now, unless one of you all step out of bounds and y'all say, okay, yeah, I know I'm a lesbian, but let me get with this man so, you know, so I can have children by him or something like that. And it messes things up, really. But, you know, this bill has passed the Senate and is going to Joe Biden, which it will be signed into law. Now, the thing, my question was, why in the world did they include interracial marriage into this bill? Interracial marriage. How in the world? Interracial marriage was not an issue. It's not an issue, people. Interracial marriage is already protected. So because, you know, you got some people, the powers that be, that believe that if you support same-sex marriage, that's the same as supporting interracial marriage. In other words, if you're fighting for quote-unquote civil rights for same-sex couples, that's the same as fighting for civil rights for black folks. And that's why, and I totally believe that's why they included interracial marriage in this bill. Interracial marriage is not in danger in this country. You know, and I had a back and forth with somebody on Facebook, and they were talking about, well, you know, Clarence Thomas, when he said he wanted to question same-sex marriage, you know, the powers that be, they wanted to jump in and, you know, question interracial marriage, which I don't see anywhere where anyone questioned interracial marriage. It's just a false accusation against Clarence Thomas because he's that coon on the Supreme Court that happens to be a conservative. And folks, once again, because you all don't use common sense when it comes to issues like this, watch, mark my words, especially you church people out there. I have to be hard on church people, especially black church people, because let me tell you what's going to happen or what could happen. These rascals are going to start coming up to churches And they're going to say, marry us. Marry us. And when the churches refuse, they're going to file a lawsuit against the churches. But here's the problem. A lot of the churches, a lot of members in the churches, they support this bill. Especially you black churches out there. Because all y'all care about is civil rights. And when the homosexuals started fighting for the civil rights, you felt like it was the same as black people fighting for their civil rights. But can someone tell me when, homosexuals were told they couldn't drink at a water fountain or they couldn't go to a particular bathroom or go to a particular hotel or be able to sit in a particular seat in the bus or anything like that? Can anyone tell me when that happened? Never happened. But see, this is the idiocy that leads to you getting bit in the butt because you thought you were supporting one thing, but you ended up supporting something else. And you think because you supported this that, hey, you know, it's not going to come back to bite us. You know, we did the right thing. It's going to come back to bite you in the end. Now, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but this could lead to protests in front of churches. This could lead to riots in front of churches because homosexuals, they want to get married. They want to have the same benefits of marriage as a heterosexual couple. And nobody is withholding them from getting married, really. Nobody is withholding them from doing that. Hey, you want to carry on that same-sex marriage garbage, then go right ahead. Nobody's stopping you from being married as a same-sex couple. But my problem was when they added When you all entered the interracial aspect to it, that kind of flavored, I don't know what that sound was, but that kind of flavored this bill. And so people are like, oh, wait a minute. Civil rights for homosexuals is the same as civil rights for black people. So let's vote for this bill. And black churches don't realize that this bill is going to come to bite them in the tail eventually. Because I know of a lot of black churches that do not support homosexual marriage. I know of a lot of them. I used to be a member in one. But when it comes to their skin color, now that's a different story. My skin color is more important than the word of God. My skin color is more important than the truth. My skin color is my civil right, you know. And because they're more focused on civil rights than they are on truth, they're going to fight for civil rights. Now, don't get me wrong, folks. Don't get me wrong. I am not saying that we need to go back to segregation and separate water fountains and everything. That if you're thinking that way, You need to clean your brain out, okay? Because that is not what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to say we need to go back to segregation. I'm not trying to say we need to go back to the graveyard and dig up Jim Crow and say, Jim Crow, please arise. We resurrect you. You know, I'm not trying to do that. First of all, Jim Crow is never going to rise up again. Never. Jim Crow's dead. And as far as I'm concerned, that's where he belongs. But it's passed. But all I'm going to say to all you black folks out there who supported this Protection for Marriage Act or whatever it was, just remember that. Second issue I wanted to go on, and this might be the bigger issue. This might be the bigger issue is the prisoner swap that we had this week between Brittany Griner and Victor, what's his name, Boot? Victor Boot, the arms dealer, the Russian arms dealer, who was at one time the number one fugitive on the FBI's most wanted list. A man who supplied arms to the Middle East. He supplied arms to Rwanda, supplied arms to Liberia. Now, when you talk about Liberia, that kind of hits me personally because that's where my wife is from. And my wife suffered through a civil war when she was in Liberia. She had just, her family had just been kicked out of China because they had lived in China for about 9 years. And they had been kicked out. Hey, boy, ye. And they had been kicked out of China. And not long after they returned to Liberia, that's when their first civil war began. And my wife can tell you the stories about her being a prisoner of war, being held by rebels, you know, as a prisoner of war, being threatened with her life and everything, which is why she doesn't understand why people in America who are raised here and have the benefits and the opportunities that they have in this country. She doesn't understand why people who were born and raised here don't even like this country. You know, she loves it here. She loves being here. She still has family in Liberia, but she loves it here in the United States. And of course, we're still in the process of getting her citizenship and everything and stuff like that. I'm not even going to go into detail about that, so don't ask me any more about that, okay? You know, it's been a very sensitive subject with us, and please don't ask me about, you know, what process did you go through or anything like that. You know, I'm just going to leave it there. And, but she went through that. Now, this guy helped to, I'm not going to say he was a major cause of these wars in these certain areas like Rwanda and, you know, the Middle East and Liberia, but he helped to supply arms that led to the deaths of probably, I don't know, millions of people, tens of thousands. I'm not sure what his contribution led to, but yeah. What it was earlier this year in February, Brittany Griner, I don't know if Brittany Griner is a man or a woman. I really don't know. Because I've heard Brittany Griner talk and sound just like a dude to me. I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure. I'm not going to say that. No, Monrovia, Liberia. That's in, Monrovia is the capital city of Liberia. It's named after James Monroe. So, but I was saying, I don't know if Brittany Griner is a man or a woman, I'm not going to go there. But Brittany Griner was a WNBA star. I don't know if he or she is still a star of the WNBA, but she was, for the sake of argument, I'll say she was still, she was recognized as one of the biggest stars in WNBA ever, won 2 gold medals with the USA in the Olympics. And she was caught, let's set up the situation here. We all know that basketball is a male-dominated sport. So the male side of basketball is going to get all the attention. And a lot of people, they're like, well, the females, why don't y'all pay them more? Why don't you? Well, then you bring in more crowds, then maybe we can pay them more, you know. And so Brittany Griner, on her off season, she would go overseas to play for a team in Russia to get more money. She would get paid more money over there than she did here, which I have no problem with that. No problem at all, you know. You know, if you know you can up some finances, help yourself out. Yeah, true. But she got caught with some hash oil, I think it was, in a vape pen or something like that. And she was arrested by Russian authorities because that was against the law. And ever since February, she had been in prison, and she was convicted and given and sentenced to 9 years in prison because of this hash oil. Now, here's the thing that bothers me about Ms. Griner. Ms. Griner, during the singing of the national anthem at her basketball game, she would stand in the tunnel in protest of the national anthem. Now, folks, before I say anything else, let me say this. I have no problem with people not wanting to stand for the national anthem. That's your right. If you don't want to stand, that's fine. Now, me, I'm going to stand for the national anthem. That's just me. If you don't want to do it, hey, bump you. I'm standing for the national anthem. My problem is the reason why you don't stand for the national anthem. And we all know why people within the past 6 years have refused to stand for the national anthem. And it wasn't because they didn't feel like standing for it. It was because they feel like that, according to Colin Kaepernick, standing for the national anthem is honoring a country that oppresses black people who are, you know, we are being oppressed in this country. All Dolphin fans will stand. Are you serious about that? I hope they do. But people say that they don't want to stand for the national anthem. They'll stand for God Save the Queen or whatever national anthem in another country, but they won't stand for the national anthem in the country that they are from because they say this country oppresses black people. Now, given I understand that black folks have gone through slavery and Jim Crow, both of those institutions are dead, gone, never going to be resurrected. Can someone tell me how black people are being oppressed in this country today? Anybody, please tell me how we are being oppressed in this country today. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I was born in 1968. I've never felt the oppression from this country on myself. Grew up in a middle class black household. Mother, father, me, my brother. Every Christmas, basically most of the things we asked for Christmas, we got. We're privileged above a lot of other black people in our very neighborhoods. Sometimes the black kids would come over our house because we had the coolest toys. Excuse me. But I've never known this oppression that they say that black people are going through in this country today. One guy even went up and said, we go through it every day. And I'm like, he needs to speak for himself because I'm not going through oppression. Yeah, a patriotic American would defend another American's rights to disagree with them. Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. That I ain't got no problem with that. But I can disagree with your reasoning for why you don't want to stand for. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, you believe this country is oppressing black people? Okay. No, I'm going to tell you no. This country is not oppressing black people. They talk about systemic racism as if there's some coded words in the Constitution that's against black people. They can't point it out. But they say things like, you know, like someone sent me something yesterday on my Facebook. And they asked me, they said, Vincent, can you explain this? Black people are 85 times more likely to be pulled over by the police than other people are in Missouri. Now, I don't know if this dude thought I would be thrown off by that and say, you know, But he said in Missouri. I said, Missouri is not the whole country. That's just one state. That's just one state. The reason why there are higher people, you know, higher people of a certain group being pulled over or whatever, it doesn't always necessarily mean it's because it's a racial thing. Black people might be speeding more than white people do. They might get involved in road rage more. I don't know. But the first thing people always want to think of when they think of something that's negative that's affecting black people at a higher number than anyone else is racism. They say the same thing about prisons. The reason why our prison systems are so full of black people is because of racism. That proves to you that's racism. Okay, well, then how come I've never been in prison? And don't say I'm lucky. I don't believe in luck. Can someone tell me that? Someone tell me that. Why can't we tell our black brothers and sisters, our black neighbors, hey, y'all, let's cool it off. Let's cool it off. Let's stop this. Let's stop gunning down one another. Let's stop selling one another the drugs. Let's stop making victims of our boys and girls. Because if you're depending on the government to do that for you, you got another thought coming. See, I believe in personal responsibility. I believe in personal responsibility. If I do that, I might go to jail. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to go to jail. But we want to blame this on white America, white supremacy, because we think this country doesn't want us to gain an upper hand. And we have all the opportunities. Can someone please explain to me why Nigerians come to this country and they are some of the most successful people in this country? While we black Americans who were born and raised here, we're sitting here like, oh, what do we do? What do we do? Can someone explain that to me? I mean, for real. This is why I talk the way I do. You know, I'm a realist. I don't sit here and make excuses. You know, I explained last week on the show, you know, how I used to suffer from brain damage. And when I got into first grade, I was reading on the third grade reading level. That's at the tail end of the Jim Crow laws, 1974. I was out reading white students. I was out reading Oriental students, Asian students. I was out reading everybody. I remember in Randolph Village Elementary School, that's the first elementary school I attended for the first and second grades, them giving me awards for being the best reader in my class. I remember my dad awarding me with a beach ball. Excuse me. He awarded me with a beach ball because of those awards I received. Never got to go to the beach to play with that beach ball, but still. And when I hear black people talk about, oh, the white man doesn't, they don't want us to get ahead. They, you know, you see how they did that white person, then the black person, they treated them different, and, you know, and all this and everything and stuff like that. And they got it out for us and everything. And they're gunning down our young people in the street. No, they're not. They're not gunning down our young people. Our young people are gunning down our young people. Our young people are gunning down our young people. It ain't the cops. Give me one instance of a kid who kept himself clean, obeyed the laws, went to school, made good grades, got his cap and gown, graduated top of his class, and then he just got gunned down by the police for no reason at all. Give me a good example. Now, you can't say Michael Brown. You know, that's why they show Michael Brown in his graduation outfit. They show him in that, you know, that's a smoke screen. Michael Brown, first of all, Michael Brown wasn't going to a big-time college, you know, or anything like that. He was going to a school to learn how to do air conditioning, things like that, which is, I'm not knocking that. Don't anybody get up there and talk about, oh, you knocking him. No, I am not knocking that. But what Michael Brown was going to school for was to, he wasn't going to school to get a, he didn't graduate from high school at the top of his class. Good thing he did graduate. And a lot of people, they're like, oh, you know, Michael Brown, you know, he was going to better himself by going to college. College doesn't better you. College doesn't better you. It doesn't give you a better personality. And I would tell people, too, you know, a lot of times I hear people say, oh, man, you went to college. You're smart. You got to be smart. I know people who went into college, they couldn't read worth a flip. And when they graduated from college, they couldn't read worth a flip. They did the homework and passed, you know, passed in their homework and everything and stuff like that. And they graduated. They just happened to graduate. But that doesn't, college doesn't make you smart. I can tell people right now, that even without a college education, because I went 2 years at North Carolina Central University, the black college here in Durham, North Carolina. I went there for 2 years. I can tell you with certainty, if I had never gone to college there, my IQ would be no lower than it is right now. Because most of what I know is from experience and a 12th grade education. And I really do believe that if I had left school in the eighth grade, and I'm not bragging, or I just know me, I still would have the same IQ that I have right now. If you are black by color only, why are you always talking about black people? People ask me that all the time. I talk about black people because we're the ones that need to straighten up our acts. That's why I talk about black people. We need to get out of the color scheme of things and start taking personal responsibility. That's why I talk about black people all the time. That's why I'm so hard on black people. Because we sit here, we make these excuses of why we keep falling behind. We keep letting our skin color set the course for our emotions. We keep letting our skin color, we use our skin color as a trump card for why we fall short. That's why I talk about black people all the time. That's why I do it. Yeah, they did. No, they didn't create the color designations and put them into law. No, they didn't. But they still use that skin color for their excuses, their shortcomings. Oh, I can't get ahead. Oh, it's because I'm black. We black people, we can't get ahead. Oh, it's because of white supremacy. No, it isn't. It's not because of that. It's because we don't pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and take advantage of the opportunities that have been afforded to us in this country. Because let me tell you something. There are not too many other countries, including the African countries, where we're going to have the opportunities that we have here in the United States. That's why Nigerians can come over here and they can explode on the scene, because they come over here. They don't use their skin color to excuse their shortcomings. They don't use their skin color. They come over here. They take advantage of what the opportunities that we could be taking advantage of. And next thing you know, they're college graduates. They're in big business. They're making the big jobs. I heard 2/3 of the Nigerian population in Houston, Texas alone, they're college educated. They don't make excuses. But remember, you can only speak from your experience. And if one individual in a certain group can overcome adversity, that means everybody in that group can overcome that adversity. So it's not just me. It's not just me in my little vacuum here. That's not that. No. And I'll even admit this. There are people who are not as smart as I am who are more successful than I am today. Black people. So when it comes to black people, I don't want to hear the excuses, you know, and this gets me in trouble with black folks because, you know, they think you're not supposed to be an individual. They think you're not supposed to think individually. They think you're supposed to think like they do. Get on this oppression train with the rest of us. No, I'm not getting on the oppression train with you. Because where are we going? Where are we going? And then they'll say, oh, you hate being black. You hate your skin color. Okay, now you're going into gaslighting. No, I do not hate being black. I never hated being black. It's who I am. It's part of who I am. But we do not exist in a monolith. Get all the black people in the world together. You have people with different aspirations, different dreams, different goals in life that they want to accomplish. So we're not all going to think alike. And basically, what I have learned today isn't just from experience. See, a lot of people say, oh, that's your personal experience. No, I read history. I have read history. No, I am not a history major. But I have read enough history to realize that I have the same opportunities as any white person in this country to get ahead. So what are you trying to say, Roll Tide Dogs? What are you trying to say? He said college didn't matter. And when you spell then, it's spelled T-H-E-N, not T-H-A, and use the college to celebrate Nigerian success. I'm not celebrating their success. I'm not celebrating their success. I'm just using that as an example. We use college as a high standard, as a higher standard. Okay, so since we use college as a high standard, how come we can't reach that same standard as the Nigerians do? That's all I'm saying. Because you ask me, personally, I think nobody needs to go to college. Go to a vocational school, go to a community school, because I think college is nothing but indoctrination centers. Yes, I'm sure. What would be stupid? Tell me, what would be stupid? How I got off on this, I was talking about Brittany Griner, you know. Basically, Brittany Griner was released because she's black, she's liberal, and she's a homosexual. But you got a man named Paul Whelan, who's been in Russia for 4 years, on trumped up charges of espionage, hasn't been proven or anything. My wife was telling me he was just there taking pictures of churches, and then the Russians were like, "What are you doing? Oh, you're spying." And a lot of these regimes overseas, they love to accuse you of spying. They do it a lot in the Middle East. You know, some hikers, they just happened to cross the Iraqi border 1 year. The story is vague to me, but they just happened to cross the Iraqi border, and they were arrested for spying. You might get arrested for spying in China. And all you're doing is minding your own business. You're just, ooh, that's nice. Let me take a picture. Oh, you're spying. Well, how come Paul Whelan hasn't been released, and he's been there for 4 years? Most of us didn't even hear of Paul Whelan until this case with Brittany Griner came up. But we'll exchange them with a notorious arms dealer, though. Now, I'm not saying Brittany Griner doesn't belong back in the U.S. I'm not saying that at all. So once again, don't try to form words in my mouth. Don't even try to put words in my mouth. Joe Biden, you know, he said the reason why they released her because she represents the best of us. She's a basketball player. She represents the best of us. So Paul Whelan didn't represent the best of us? Oh, he's just some white dude. Leave him over there. You know, I don't know. I don't know what that's the, you know. But I never heard of the dude until this happened. Forgive my ignorance. I never heard of the dude. Brittany Griner committed a known crime. She knew what she was doing. And I don't like the way they treat their prisoners in Russia. But here's my thing. If you don't want to get arrested in Russia for certain little crimes, you better watch yourself. I wouldn't even go to Russia for that mere fact. Some place I just wouldn't even visit. Because, see, you get caught with hash oil over here in a vape pen or whatever, you might get a slap on the hand. Over there in Russia, you might get 10 years of hard labor. That's why some of these countries I don't even want to visit. I don't want to go to the Middle East. I don't even want to visit China. Excuse me. And they find out you're American? Oh, man. Shoot. For $2.5 million, you would go to Russia. No, I would not. Stop lying. No, I wouldn't. For $2.5 million, you would go to Russia. No, I would not. See, you don't know me like that. See, I'm not greedy for money like the average Joe. So don't even lie. Don't even tell that lie. I know that I've seen pictures of black people who live in Russia. They love it up there. Hey, enjoy yourself. Have fun. But $2.5 million? Nah. Nah. All the money in the world, you wouldn't get me to go to Russia. No. Ain't happening. See, I'm not greedy for money like everybody else is. But anyway, third thing I wanted to talk about was this election. Was this election this week, this runoff election between Herschel Walker and Warnock, and the hypocrisy that went on during this runoff. Now, I'm not saying that Warnock didn't earn his election or whatever, stuff like that, but our news media, our faithful news media, they were willing to point out allegations against Herschel Walker that weren't even proven. They were just allegations by a bunch of anonymous women. Wonder why they were anonymous. Maybe I need to ask Clarence Thomas and Herman Cain about that. But all these accusations came up by these women about how Herschel Walker doesn't, you know, do this and whatever. But accusations made against Raphael Warnock went largely unnoticed. They even had a body cam of his wife, his ex-wife, his now ex-wife, crying because Raphael Warnock had run over her foot with the car. Nobody says anything about that, though. Now, people are like, you know, Raphael Warnock, yeah, he's the guy to lead us and everything. This guy's a pastor, but he supports abortion. He supports abortion. And not only that, he supports abortion up until the time of birth. He supports homosexual marriage. And people in these black churches, they call themselves Christians. These black Christians, they went out in droves and voted for Warnock. For what? I don't even know what reason why they would vote for this man. You call yourself a Christian, and you vote for a person who supports abortion and homosexual marriage. A person who supports the 87,000 IRS agents being hired to make sure people are paying their taxes or whatever that is. But you call yourself a Christian. You get up there, you shouting, oh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Some of you all even say you are against abortion, you're against homosexual marriage. But when it comes time to vote, you vote for the very people who go against your very Christian principles. Now, someone explain that to me. Oh, and Pianki is putting some stuff up on my chat page. And I keep telling Pianki, stop giving me all this information. I tell you, you want me to learn something new. What's up, Pianki? I see you there in the queue. I'm going to get to my phones. Get to my phones at the top of the hour. But folks, keep in mind when you vote for somebody, their bad policies, they aren't just going to affect the people who didn't vote for them. It's going to affect you too. Check out what's going on in the nation right now. A lot of us voted for Joe Biden thinking he was going to, you know, bring a utopia, and his policies are messing up this country right now. But we still want to blame Donald Trump for that. And Donald Trump is not in office. And see, a lot of the reasons why a lot of our conservative candidates lost their elections is because they were, you know, they're seen as Trump supporters, MAGA Republicans. I don't know what the heck is a MAGA Republican in the first place. Can someone please explain that to me? What the heck is a MAGA Republican? All of a sudden, the Republicans and the conservatives are in support of Trump now. So what is so bad about them? What makes them so bad? Someone please explain that to me. What's so bad about it? Oh, we can't let this person in because he supported Donald Trump. That was the main reason why people came against Herschel Walker the way they did, because he was a supporter of Donald Trump. Simply because of that. Donald Trump is a racist. He's a misogynist. We can't have him in office. Let's see. What is he? New Orleans, what are you saying? He says, the white who voted for Warnock, you guys call them liberals. That's what they are. They are liberals. It's not what we call them. They are liberals. You ask them, they'll tell you, we're liberals. Says Pianki, face it, people that hold the views you have will never be respected or even accepted by the overwhelming vast majority of the African-American population. Deal with it. Yeah, because some people just don't like to follow the truth. The truth cramps their style. That's why they won't be respected. You think people are being respected because they hold the truth? Nah. They're being disrespected because they're not holding to a certain ideal of a certain demographic. Bump the truth. Trump, the truth be damned. We don't care about the truth. We just care about if you think like we do. That's where the disrespect comes from. Not because, you know, they're upstanding citizens or anything. You can be an upstanding citizen and still don't get the respect that you deserve. So that, you know. And it says, blacks don't control any state. Mississippi is 34% black. Yep. Half of them are below 18 and cannot vote. Georgia state legislator control that state, and they are vast majority white and Republican. Realize. I don't want to be accepted by the vast amount of black Americans. I don't either. I totally agree with you on that one, Pianki. I don't want to be accepted by the black Americans. That's not what my life is about. It says that is why I don't spend money with them. That is like shooting myself in the foot. My kids did not play with theirs. My kids did not go to school with them, as do not Africans. Yeah, I totally agree with Pianchi on that. I don't care about your acceptance. Because I'm not being accepted by you, that makes me a bad person. No, I don't want your acceptance. That's another reason why I call this show Black by Color Only, because I don't care about your acceptance. If I'm speaking the truth, if I'm speaking facts, and you don't respect me because of the truth and the facts that I spew out, I don't care about your acceptance. The only time I would care about your acceptance is if I say, you know what, bump the truth, I'm just going to follow my black brothers over here. No. I'm sticking to my guns. And see, it's a lonely road when you speak the truth. When you speak facts and people don't like it because, see, it cramps their style a little bit. Ooh, I don't like that. That's the truth. Ooh, that's the truth. Ooh, it hurts. Ooh, I don't like the truth. I'm avoid the truth. See, that's how I am. I don't need your acceptance. I don't need Black America to accept me. When I come here and I do this show, very rarely do I have more than 10 people on this show. Do I sit here and say, nobody comes in and listens to my show? I bump that. I don't care. Reason why I do this show, I feel like I have a voice that needs to be heard too. And if I get 10 people or 10 million people, it makes me no difference. I'm not going to change from telling the truth to being accepted to a bunch of people who don't care about the truth. See, once again, here comes New Orleans. If you are black by color only, you wouldn't be spending 90% of your time talking about black people. Who are you to tell me who I can talk about? First of all, I'm the one that named this show, not you. I can talk about whoever I want to. Now, you just mad because I'm not downing your white folks. You're just mad because you're not hearing anything negative about white folks. Look, I got a lot of things negative to say about certain white folks. But I can talk about whoever I doggone well please. Nah. Don't even talk about getting emotional because I'm not getting emotional. Now you're gaslighting. Something don't jive. Yeah, something don't jive. I told you earlier in the show why I talk about black people, and you still don't get it. You still don't get it. I can talk about black people all I want to. Look, I am a member of the black race. I don't like to see the black race going in the direction that it is going in. That's why I talk about them so much. See, our problem is not the white folks. Our problem is each other. The main problem of the black man is the black man. That's why I talk the way I do. And you can't come on here and tell me, well, why you 90% of the time you're talking about black folks. Yeah, that's why. I don't have a sponsorship. This dude is going off. He's going off in the left field. I don't have sponsorship. Can someone tell me who my sponsors are? Because I have no sponsorship. He says, men in suits come knocking on my door, Vince, when I talk about your show. Crabs in a barrel. Exactly, bring it, boy. Exactly. I have no sponsors. And now he's saying crabs don't belong in a barrel. You need to understand what Bring It Boye is saying when Bring It Boye says that. But you can come on here and say whatever you want to. It's not going to get me to change my perspective, New Orleans. You're not going to change my perspective. I'm sorry. You can get in here and make whatever false accusations, the gaslighting, everything you want to do. You can do whatever you want to. But it's not changing my perspective. And if you don't like it, hey, you can always go to another show that favors your views. You can always go to another show that favors your views. But I know why I named this show. I named this show more than 13 years ago. And I know why I named this show. and you don't come in here telling me who I'm supposed to talk about and who I'm not supposed to talk about, because you're just mad because I'm not talking about your white supremacy and all that crazy mess. Well, if you enjoy hearing the other side, then don't make false accusations against the other side. And I like what Pianki says here. When I hear black voices saying we and us, they should be more descriptive in who they mean. Say we some blacks, we a few blacks. That is all it is. Exactly. And that's what I mean to tell them. You know, a lot of these black leaders, they get out here and they get to talking like they talk for all of us. No, you don't talk for me. You don't talk for me, because what you're describing, what's going on, is not going on. And you're talking like one black person experiences all of our experiences. No, it isn't. I've never been through slavery. The most racism I've ever came across with white folk, a couple of them called me nigger. Excuse me for the owners of this for this radio station. I didn't mean to, you know, say it out like that, but I had a few people call me the N-word. About two white people in my entire life call me the N-word. But I've been called the N-word by so many black people, I've lost count. I've been called stupid N-word by black folks. So don't come to me with this, you know, black and white stuff and, you know, the black stuff. And come on, y'all. Yeah, we're not supposed to agree, but you're not supposed to make false accusations either. I'm not teed off because Herschel Walker didn't win. Matter of fact, I expected him not to win. I'm not teed off. I ain't got no skin in the game in Georgia. I live in North Carolina, dude. I ain't got no skin in the game in Georgia. Yeah, I would have supported Herschel Walker, but I ain't teed off because of him, because he lost. He lost. Okay, you know. But anyway, we are getting to the top of the hour. I got to do my little advertisements. When I'm done, I will hit the phones. You are listening to Black by Color Only on CNM Radio.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on. Smile. Oh, honey. Is he still not smiling?
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism. And we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
All right. We are at the top of the hour. If you would like to be a guest or call into the show, call-in number is 646-478-5284. I will soon get to the phone calls, but I got to address a little statement in my chat room first. He says, face it, Walker's type of politics is dead on arrival in Black America. What type of politics? What type of politics? And see, that might be the reason why Black America keeps going down, because they're not accepting the right type of a politics. You ever thought of that? But what type of politics are you talking about? Now, I mean, please. For real. But anyway, yeah. Yep, them fruit bats, they are flapping today. I'm telling you. Man, I ain't got enough bullets in my gun to shoot them all. My goodness. You know, I'm hearing something in the background. That's why I paused there a while. I don't know what the heck is going on back there, but I'll find out. Oh, I can't get my tornado sirens, but, well, let me release the fruit bats. That's my fruit bat alert. I ain't got my sirens not working for some reason, but that's my fruit bat alert. If you are a person, you want to come on here, you want to make false accusations, ad hominem attacks, character assassinations, gaslighting, things of that sort, excessive profanity, I will advise you right now to hang up, because if you don't, I'll be more than happy to oblige you. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me, okay? But be respectable in your interactions on this program. Now, having said that, you have been warned. So let me get this first caller.
Hey, Vincent, what's going on, man?
What's cracking?
Wait a minute. What is that? I don't live in that neighborhood, that's why I hear that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I just shot a fruit bat. Because somebody they don't want to show respect, you know. So I just shot a fruit bat.
Well, get the butts out the away from you. Why you even put up with that mess? You don't need them.
No, it's your boy New Orleans.
I don't have no boy.
Oh, okay, I got you. He's saying that God's doing. He don't like ugly. He's talking about why I didn't have my sirens on and everything. That's why I'm kicking him off. So, but anyway, go ahead, Bianchi.
But you know this deal with this man, Brittany Briner, Joe Biden. Pulling that deal off, letting that known American killer go for a known American hater. It just amazes me. Just amazes me.
Yeah, it's very...
Just amazing. And I don't understand why come people are not up in arms over it, but even Jesse Jackson... When he went and got that black pilot back from Syria, Goodman, I think he was.
Yeah, back in, I think it was 1984.
Yeah, that was during the time he was running for president, wasn't it? Sometime around that time when Donald Trump supported him, backed his campaign.
Yeah, exactly.
At least he done it better on a better cause.
Yeah.
That was back when America was great, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we weren't going through Jim Crow either.
No, I don't. I never seen no Jim Crow that I know of. You know, whether it's a person or who the heck it was.
Yeah. Excuse me for feeling a little down today. I'm recovering from COVID. I caught COVID Sunday, so, but I'm good right now.
Well, you know, I've seen some restaurants they're saying that if you've had the jab, you have to sit over here in this section and wear a mask. Because
really?
The CDC has reported with their data that the majority of people that are dying from COVID are ones that's been vaccinated.
Oh, wow. Fancy that.
Uh-huh. And I haven't been vaccinated, so I don't want to be around somebody that's been vaccinated if they're saying that the majority that's dying from it is the ones that's been vaccinated. So they should be quarantined, kept at a distance, made to wear a mask and wash their hands, and so that they don't spread it to those who haven't been vaccinated. Because apparently
exactly.
It's dangerous. It's lethal. And then you have some pundits say, well, the reason why come is they're suffering from so many deaths because they didn't take the scheduled second jab as required. Well, damn. What was the first jab for?
I mean, really. And here's the thing, too. Here's the thing. I caught it the first time in December of 2020. When is it with December? But I caught it in December of 2020, and I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life. My boss man, he didn't catch it until January of this year. Now, this guy had gotten both injections and a booster, and he went through it worse than I did.
Oh, so, baby. You mean to tell me?
I mean, he went through it worse. He was out for almost a month.
Well, I don't know what to say, Vincent. I really don't. I just hope everybody be okay, but I don't know what to say.
Yeah. But I'm good to go. I'm good.
None of my kids took them. My grown kids took them vaccinations. I can understand people that's teetering on some major health issues. You know, you talk about Brittany. You talk about that guy, Griner.
Yeah.
He had that. What was that stuff he had? What was it for?
I think it was hashes oil in a vape pen or something like that.
It was for her what? What medical condition?
I don't know what medical. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was for.
When I talk to people, people say, "Well, it was medicinal purposes." Medicinal purposes is like you do this in order to medically protect yourself or keep you from becoming drastically ill, dying, or whatever. That's what I heard. Yeah. But wait a minute. Hang on for a second. She was in a Russian prison for about, 8 months or more?
Yep.
And she didn't have her medicine.
She didn't have her medicine.
It didn't kill her.
Nope.
So if you had to have this stuff for medicinal purposes, like you in the States, and can't do without it, but go there and they find that you've had some stuff like that, and you claim people, your supporters say, well, she had it for medicinal. Well, why come you didn't die, get drastically sick after being in that jail all that time, confined without your medicinal medicine?
Yeah.
Sounds like another bamboozled lie to me.
Yeah.
For those who don't think critically.
Exactly. That, I mean, common sense. Common sense. That's all it is right there. You know, and we want to sit here and take up for her because, oh, she's black and she's this and she's that and it's wrong for them to hold. But I very rarely heard them mention Paul Whelan. Very, very rarely. Yes, they may have mentioned him before this situation, but I'm telling you, I have very rarely, compared to Brittany Griner, Paul Whelan may as well have been dead. They very rarely talked about him being brought back to the U.S., you know, but Brittany Griner is almost a day-to-day thing.
Well, Well, and he wasn't the only one. There's others over there, American.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's others over there that need to be brought back to America. But we don't say anything about them, but this basketball player, which I look, folks, let me be honest with you. Let me just be straight up and honest with you. I am glad she's back over here. I'm glad she's here. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy for anyone to remain in a gulag in Russia. You know, I'm glad she's over here, but our priorities seem to be mixed up. We seem to do things out of political, out of political necessity instead of what is really important and what is not. You know, it's a political thing. That's all it is. That's the only and you know, New Orleans, you know, of course I got him kicked off, but he's up here talking about y'all, you guys are angry because a black person was set free. That's what you call gaslighting. And see, if a person goes on like that,
How did she get out?
She was, they traded her. They did a prisoner swap with a guy. It wasn't Joe
State
Biden.
Department?
I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't know
State
who
Department?
It was. They said it may have been the State Department, but it was. They said it was a senator. I forget who it was, but it was not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is trying to take credit for it. He's trying to take credit for it, but it was not him who engineered the prison swap.
A U.S. official. Well, I thought she hated the United States. Isn't she just one of the people that would go into the locker room during the playing of this country's marvelous national anthem?
Yep.
Would not stand during the flag raising?
Exactly. And like I said before, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. But I guarantee you, you know, you can sit there and talk about how bad the U.S. is and how it oppresses black people. Did you feel more or less oppressed when you were over there in that Russian prison?
Now, I see what they may be trying to groom LeBron James into running for something. They say he's from Ohio. I don't know how this is going to work there, though.
Oh, no.
Of course,
no
telling where he live, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But so the thing I'm saying is that the way she talk about the United States and all that stuff, then when she get in trouble, the first thing she reach out. Now, of course, he's a U.S. citizen, so he would deserve to have that type of gratitude. I knew another group of black Americans and went to Ghana, West Africa, with Liz Brown, who's a radio host on WGNU, 9:20 a.m., and they landed in Ghana, and Ghana's airlines was planes was repossessed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the planes were repossessed.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
Can you imagine that?
Mm-mm.
Now I've heard that happen
man.
With cruise boats too. People go on a cruise and they go out. You know when the cruise ship make its call, port call, and people get off and go and do their tourist thing into the city. They came back, all their luggage on the dock, and the boat's gone.
Wow. They evicted them from their cruise. They got evicted. Oh, my goodness. Let's see.
But,
let me see.
Now, look, I ain't got time for no argument now.
Yeah,
used to have a good show, well respected, well ran, good topics, good people show up to participate and contribute to your show. And you, like you say, these other people have shows,
yeah.
So, but they want to go contaminate your show.
And
I already know he don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you
and
went
I don't
today's
understand.
Show?
I don't understand the concept of respect. Oh, yeah. I don't care if you agree with me or disagree with me. There are things you and I disagree with, Bianchi, and I never felt no disrespect from you. I mean, that's all you got to do is show respect. That's all you got to do.
They don't know it.
I mean,
they don't know it.
What
see,
is the problem
you
with
got
showing
some voices,
respect?
You got some Negroes out there that think that all blacks is supposed to adhere to the same thing. My grandson sent me a video on Umar Johnson and his school.
Oh, yeah.
Which he started to put some money in because the feds was watching him and the money he had collected. He started that collection in St. Louis at Sabaya with James Stewart and Arthur Penny. Mm. You know, I know these people, man. You know, it's a funny thing that I either know of them, been around them, or they're friends. James is down here in Baton Rouge because his daughter go to Louisiana State.
Okay.
I took him out to dinner. And I asked him, I said, what y'all give y'all money to that man for? Under the pretense of going to have an all-black school. Them schools don't work anyway.
Nah, they don't.
I know very well they don't work. I used to be heavily and supporting involved with African Center curriculum. Black people, you know who don't want it? Black people don't want that.
Nah, they don't.
You talking about somebody, blacks in New York, in Atlanta, feel the opposite that we do on Herschel Walker. Well, shit, you got black people in New York, black people in Philadelphia, black people in Detroit, black people in Milwaukee,
right.
Black people in Los Angeles and Oakland that don't want African-centered schools for their kids, don't want their program. Chicago, I can name all them schools, name the organizations that started them,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. They don't want it. That's why they don't go no place. Right now, you got Barbara Sizemore in Chicago on the verge of being shut down because the kids ain't learning when tested. And it's an African-centered school. So they want their kids to be Americans. They want their kids to be afforded all the rights and privileges of being American. And that's what they're supposed to be. Matter of fact, they don't call themselves African-American. They call themselves American Black. They're American first.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And
those who don't want to adhere to that, they can go ahead and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They can go ahead and do it.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
But no, they want to go after you and your kids. Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
They want to go after you and your kids. No, teach your kids that stuff if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And my grandson
went to.
I supported those schools monetarily. That school out there on 6th and Slauson in Los Angeles, South Central, started by Onion Palmer. But guess what? Those kids learned. Academically, they were sharp as a tack from preschool up.
Yep.
It wasn't no playing African drums and dancing and jumping up and down. Which, if that's what you want your kids to do, go ahead and do it. It's all right. But don't expect everybody to want that.
Exactly.
And don't get mad because they don't come. They won't support us. Well, they don't want what you want them to support.
Yeah. And see, that's the problem with the Brittany Griner thing. A lot of people are like, well, nobody wants to support the WNBA, you know, so she got to go overseas. And, you know, that in a way that they're trying to blame people over here because we don't go to watch females playing basketball games when for one thing, basketball is a male dominated sport, you know, and females play basketball, it's not as exciting as when the men do. And I remember maybe a couple of years ago, even Shaquille O'Neal it was either Shaquille O'Neal or Tracy McGrady that said, you know, maybe they need to lower the basketball hoop so, you know, the ladies can make it a more exciting game. And they were like, no, we don't want that. We don't want, okay, well then, don't blame us because you cannot force a person to go watch you play basketball, okay? No one can, you are not going to force them to watch you play basketball. They don't want to come see you play basketball? Well then, you don't play the game anyway for a big crowd or anything. You play the game to win. So no matter how many people come to your game, you should be playing to win anyway. That should be what your focus is on, not how many people come to your game.
And you talking about some dumbass white folks. God, dog it. I ain't never seen so many dumb whites in all my life. Maybe I wasn't looking.
I tell you.
I had a job one time. It was a UPS building out there on Ryder Drive, Earth City. A white company laid out the foundations. We start sitting still from one end, going toward the west. And after you went so far, then all of a sudden things start getting shorter and shorter from north to south. Hell, by the time they got down to the end of the building, it was so narrow because of the mislaying out that they had to leave out a whole damn door.
Oh, wow.
It was just short. They just messed up. I mean, good gracious, man. Can't you see? You can look and see that.
Yeah, I mean, for real.
So you got some dumb whites. You know the funny thing about ignorance? It has no respect for skin color.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't.
No respect for skin color whatsoever.
No. Let me cut you right there. I got another caller in the queue. Let me see if Sergeant, he wasn't here last week. But let me see if my fruit bat alert is working. Ah, there we go. She back. There you go. All right, there's the fruit bat alert. All right, cool. Got it back on. You know, for some reason it wasn't on, but, you know, that's my fruit bat alert. That means if you're on the phones and you're here to disrupt the show in any kind of way, ad hominem attacks, ghost lighting, character assassinations, random insults, things of that sort, you best hang up right now or else I will be more than happy to oblige you. All right, I already kicked one person off today. I'm ready to do another one, too. So having said all that, you've been warned. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Well, greetings. This is Brother Warren with New Orleans Wake Up. Glad to be in the house there. What I like to do is, you know, I'm a host of a show myself. I like to offer you an invitation to join me as a guest on my show. I often do that. I have no problem in entering into what I call unfriendly territory and terrain, as you and others might know. But it's very interesting that others who disagree with me are very hesitant to come into my lair and to express themselves. I'm very respectful. I'll allow you to speak, but I always open up an invitation. So I'm just opening you an invitation there. One of the points that I was typing in the chat room that I was...
What's the name? Yeah. What's the name of your show?
My program is called New Orleans Wake Up. I have an archive full of some of the most interesting, informative shows with guests from all over who are experts on different topics there. Very few of my shows are what you call op-eds, opinion pieces, or monologues. I've done a few of them, but mostly they're guests. Even Pianchi has called in several times before and is an admirer of my show as well. But what I want to say...
Wait a minute. I have never
heard
of your show. Hold on for a second. That's for this good one further. Respectfully, I never called in your show. And you said you
don't have
to wait. Let me hear them.
So I'm not going to get into an argument.
Well, let me
hear them. You can go pull them up. You can go pull them up.
I ain't pulling
up
nothing because I know I have. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead with your comment.
That's just one of my fans there, Vince. They don't mind him too much. But one of the things I want to say is what the election in Georgia showed is that African-American people overwhelmingly rejects the type of anti-black hate politics that Herschel Walker allowed himself to be used for. And it motivates blacks to come out to vote in many states.
Here we go. And what was anti-black about what Herschel Walker
was stating? Basically, Herschel Walker stayed to the script and talking points. He did a very bad job of it, too, of what is used by, you might call, the far-right extremism in the Republican Party. And
okay,
you know,
well, give me an example. Give me a specific example, because I'm going to ask for specifics.
I'll give you examples. But let me say this. First of all, let me say what.
No, I want perspective. I don't want to hear all this other stuff. I want to hear specifics now. I don't want to hear.
I would appreciate if it allowed me to complete my thought and process.
It's not about completing your thought. It's about. When I asked the question, I said, what is it that is so anti-black about? I want to know the answer now.
Well, the dog whistle of using the fear of critical race theory, advocating for white people getting reparations as a way to downplay enslaved black people and their descendants from reparations. So black people read through all of that type of not so dog.
So how's that anti-black?
Language. Okay.
How's that anti-black?
Because it is used to downplay and dismiss the element of perspective that black people give to the topic. Those politicians, particularly if they're black, it won't help them. They will not get the support of black people, which he did not get the support of no more than 7% of black voters in the state of Georgia. So it's clear that that type of politics is detested and despised. And people like, and I'm using, it's not just Herschel Walker, but it's a whole slew of people around the country. They would never assert any type of leadership over the masses of African American people, never, because the first thing they do is they come out expressing their contempt for their own people and their hate, and they seek acceptance from the law.
I never heard Herschel Walker express contempt for black people. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I'm listening.
I never heard Herschel Walker express contempt for black people. And a lot of times when someone says something that mainstream black America doesn't agree with, they think that that's being contemptible against black people in there and that you hate your own race. Because, look, let me tell you, I've been at this dance I don't know how many times, how many people have told me that, oh, you just hate black people because that's the way reason why you think the way you do. Oh, you just hate black people. No. Just because I'm black, let me finish. Just because I'm black does not mean I need to hold to every single ideal the apostles of blackness keep pushing out there.
Okay, Vince, let me see this. The very fact that the overwhelming vast majority of black voters reject Herschel Walker should be a sign for any further blacks trying to – because what is clear in states like Georgia and where you have these heavily populated urban areas, okay, and see what the Republican Party tried to do, they tried to play identity politics. They said, okay, we're going to run a black guy against this black guy, but they not only shot themselves in the foot, they may have shot themselves in the butt too.
So the Democrats don't play partisan politics?
Absolutely. Well, the Democrats do play identity politics. Absolutely. And that might be why they have a whole lot of push in a lot of places. After all, they said that this midterm election was very unusual for a president to not lose both houses. And so you see that the demographic of the people that are mostly make up the Republican Party, they're losing their grit. They're losing their groove, you see. And so all I'm saying is this, is that the Republicans could have gotten a better candidate. And it's also hypocritical for many so-called conservatives. Pardon?
He was a very good candidate. I think he was a very good candidate.
Well, it's
over with. But you know, everyone has this thing that he was screaming and dumb. Listen to how he talking. He's good old Southern boy and all that and everything. And he's a black boy, but he support Donald Trump. Yeah. You know, that's the only reason why they say he was dumb and stupid. I listened to Herschel Walker talk. No, he is not the most eloquent speaker, but he is not dumb and stupid.
Let me say this before I go. See, and I offered you an invitation to my show. See, on my show, I treat everybody with respect. There's a preacher that has a show here on Blog Talk, and I invited that preacher to my show. He was supposed to have a school somewhere in Memphis. He was supposed to have some kind of school. I don't know. Last I heard, he didn't have the school, which he might have been raising money, fleecing people. But I gave him the utmost respect on my show.
Okay.
But he kind of held this conservative type view you had, and he felt he knew what was best for education for kids. But there's no school. See, you got people out here using stuff like schools and being advocating for children's education and so on and so forth. But they don't have nothing going on for themselves. I have a show. I pay for my own show. I don't have a sponsor. I pay for my own show. But they got people out here are incompetent. They're not able to have their own show. You see? So they go in on other people's shows and try to be some permanent co-host. But I invited you to be a guest on my show to explain your position.
Okay.
Black by color only. That's a very interesting perspective.
Okay.
A lot of black people like the
answer. And I keep explaining people why I say black by color only, and they still don't get it.
Right. But I like to engage you more in a conversation where you're a host. I mean, you're a guest, and you have so much responsibility as a host does there. But my show is New Orleans Wake Up,
Okay. I've had people 13 years ago, I had had someone to invite me to their show, and I was listening to how they were talking, and I said, you know what? They kept saying, come on on the show. We're not going to tear you down. And I'm listening to them tear me down. I don't play those games because I'm the type of person. I'm like, Don't invite me on your show.
See, I don't have to do that. Now, if you go listen to my archives, you can pull out any topic that I have. See, I don't have to do that. And there's no record on my show that I've done that to anyone. You see? But what you gotta understand, So let me tell you, the other night I went on a show here on the Blog Talk platform. And it was a trucker, something about truckers. It was supposed to be a conservative show, truckers. You had a black co-host and a white co-host. And by the time I got through, at least the white guys didn't want me to go. They found me very, very interesting, see. But the hostile guy was the black guy. But you see, I kind of know what's going on in these arrangements. I kind of seen this little trend. And the white guy even came out and said it. He pretty much said, in essence, that the reason why the black guy is there is to say something about black people so he doesn't get accused of racism. He actually came out and said that. And so I told the guy, I said, look, if you really want to have a dialogue, you need to dialogue with a person who represents the sentiment of most black people. I said, you shouldn't want to have a black comfort dog. And he listened.
Well, I'm like this.
He listened.
I don't care what you think. I'm gonna say what I say. You can call me whatever you want to and everything, but here's the thing. If I'm coming on your platform and I get called coon and all that type of mess, look, I ain't got no time for that. I'm looking here in the chat page, and I see here earlier when you said, I don't expect you to say anything bad about the other folks. You may lose your sponsorship. Now, see, that's a false accusation. I don't have a sponsorship. And then you said, I don't have to get emotional.
Well, you did say, You did say, Vince, you did say them commercials was paying the bills. I heard you. I did hear you say that.
Yeah, but
them commercials you run during the break pay the bills.
I'm playing for somebody else. Let me ask Warren. I don't have a sponsorship, though. They're not sponsoring me. They're sponsoring
Let me ask a question here.
But, Vince, take my email address
and email me
so we could arrange a day for a show. You ready?
Let me say something, Vincent. You know, he talked about
ahead,
that preacher.
I'm trying to communicate with you.
He told me, the owner of this show told me to go ahead, Pianchi. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, but I'm giving Vince my email address. Let me give you my email address, Vince.
Just put it in the chat room.
Put it in the chat room. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, you know, I kicked you off earlier, and you're good for coming back on. You're very brave for coming back on because I kicked you off earlier because look, I don't like the false accusations. Don't come making the false accusations and talk about how emotional and when you say things like you guys are definitely teed because Herschel Walker didn't win and give your perspective a boost. See, now I don't need him to give my perspective a boost. But let me say this, Vince.
You said I'm bold for coming back in. See, I'm not insecure in what I believe in. I know whatever
Let me say something, Mr. Brown. He spoke about Reuben, the other preacher. He called him a greasy preacher. He called him that greasy preacher. Now, that sounds kind of insulted to me to talk about
somebody. Did you hear me say that, Vince? Did you hear me say that?
No, Vincent wasn't on the show. I heard you call him a greasy preacher. I was even listening to
I didn't call that man a greasy preacher.
I'm not going to argue with you. I know what I heard. I mean, that's what I heard. And I sent you an email, Vincent. Open that up, and you don't have to read the name, but read the details on it. It was sent to me.
Okay.
People say that people who don't have no shows and all that stuff. I hear this stuff all the time. It really don't bother me. But other people hear it unsincere. What did that email say?
Keep in mind that too. A lot of times I might get passionate on this show and everything. That doesn't mean I'm getting emotional or anything. That's just part of my personality. And, but when you say you guys are angry because a black person was set free, how funny, you know, see stuff like that. You don't need to make statements like that. I'm not upset because a black person got set free.
Read that email.
You get it,
PayPal.
Okay. I got you.
Hey, let's open it. Just a little bit. Don't mention the person's name, but, read what it's for.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, Vince, is you've been doing this for a while. You're gonna get different things coming at you. You shouldn't get upset.
No, it's not that it upsets me. It's not that it upsets me. But you have these people that come on here. They think they can yell you down and insult you and intimidate you. First of all, you're not going to intimidate me. And second of all, we're not going to have a decent conversation if you coming in and making false accusations against me all the time. That's not a decent conversation. You know, I'm not going to make a false accusation. I'm not going to make a false accusation against you because you don't agree with something that I've said. I'm not going to do that. And what I expect is the same in return. That's what you call respect. Treating others the way you would like to be treated yourself. I'm not going to do that to you. But when you sit there and you say, I'm upset because a black person got free, that is totally uncalled for because that is not what the situation is.
Well, I mean, I can only go by your tone and your sentiment when you speak about the topic. So if you're talking about Brittany Griner being released as opposed to the other guy being released, it's obviously you're upset. That's why
you brought it up, right?
I think he's concerned because he's talking about Americans. That's what he's concerned about.
So,
letting go a person who have dealt in tools and instruments that was used to kill American citizens.
Now, do this, Vince. When you listen to my shows, there was one show in particular. I think Pianki liked this show. Was I did this with the math lady. It was a lady who does this tutoring with math. And I remember when I did that show, I was on a Booker T. Washington's great-grandson show. It used to come on Saturday nights. And Pianki just really gave me props for that show. He really loved that show. You remember that, Pianki?
Nope. I really loved that show.
Well, that's on tape, too. See, that's on tape, too, on Booker T. Washington Archives. So I have some very good, informative shows. So I recommend you take the whole week and listen to as many as you like. You actually learn some stuff because I have guests. I don't believe in opining all the time because that's just a long time to talk. But what guests do, guests who are experts in different areas, I'm good at questioning them and getting out of them, picking their brain real well. So I have some very good topics on there that are very informative.
Well, picking their brain doesn't mean you have to insult them or attack them or ad hominem.
I handle myself differently as a host than when I'm a caller. See, it's two different responsibilities. A caller, you don't have as much responsibilities as when you're a host. You see, when you're a host, you got to cover a lot of things. A caller, sometimes you may have to throw an egg and run out. You know what I'm saying?
Not necessarily.
To make a point, you know.
But hey, you do you. But let me switch on over to Pianki right now. Pianki, does your email contain a PayPal account?
Yeah.
It says December 7, 2022.
Don't mention the names or the money. Just basically. Read
okay.
It.
I know. Yeah. And I'm sitting here looking at it right now.
It says, PayPal tells me that I got what? Money waiting. And that is a note. It's from a lady by the name of Jane. And it's for appear on their show. Transaction details, transaction ID, and for amount of money. So people pay me to come on their show, Warren.
I really hope they do pay many of you guys with what you say. I hope so.
All right.
Oh, good. They won.
And I'm on the platform I'm on now. The guy was gracious enough because I was on his show and I made some comments on his show, and he said, "Well, I'd like you to join our platform." And I said, "Cool. You know, now I do this. You know, if you want to pay me, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine too. I don't care. I just want to get my voice out there.
And I really
that's all I care about. Yeah, but if you say, hey, I'll pay you $25 or something, I'll be like, okay, that's fine. But that's not why I'm coming on your show. I'm not coming on your show to get paid. I'm coming on your show to add to your show's platform. That's all. So, you know, the sponsorships and everything. If someone says, hey, we want to sponsor you, hey, I'm cool with that, but I don't do that. I don't do this for money. I really don't. That'll be nice if I could. I mean, I could, you know, stay at home and work from home and everything, but that's not why I do this.
I'm glad Pianki educated me that he gets paid for what he does. I kind of always hope that some people get paid for what they do. And just
not that I request,
it,
but they
want
to give it to me.
You know. Okay, all right. Well, I mean, that's your choice, you know. But anyway, that's basically what I was responding to that point on elections in Georgia. As far as Brittany Griner being released, I have nothing to do with that, you know. So be it, you know. There was a Marine.
I'm glad she's back.
There was a Marine that Joe Biden got back from Russia that was in jail when Trump was president. So he got out before he got Brittany Griner. I can't think of the guy's name. I have to go back and write that person's name down. But there was a person he did get a swap from Russia that was in there when when Trump was president. You see.
But you know what I've said about that? She's lucky she didn't go to Nigeria with that stuff.
Oh, God.
Because she went to Nigeria and Vincent, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes.
Well, you know, unfortunately, a lot of Nigerians smuggle that stuff themselves into European countries and stuff. So she She could have been, so she could have been used as a mule leaving Nigeria, going into a European country. So,
well, she didn't go to Nigeria. But anyway, it's a sad thing. But here's the thing: you go to another people's country, you subjected to their laws and rules. I mean,
exactly.
Be respectful.
That's the point.
That's simple.
That's the point. Yeah, that's
the
point.
My
right
house,
there.
You're gonna take your shoes off in the foyer. You don't walk through the house with your shoes. And I respect other people that. You just by respect. I mean, you don't have to accept, but at least you can respect. I don't want to accept homosexuality, but I respect those that do.
Vince, let me respond to what you put in the chat room. You said Newsmax said that Biden had the chance to get both of them, but he didn't want to. See, that's not true. Russia offered Griner or Whelan, and that was it. One or the other. That was it. Russia played some hard ball with this one. Russia got ahead with this one. They played some hard ball.
And I'm not so sure about what Newsmax says. I don't watch Newsmax that much.
Are you taking care of yourself?
That's allergy. I've been taking stuff for the allergy. I got allergy.
All right. I don't want you to get sick, man.
That's Robert Garding that said that, and I don't know anything about what Newsmax said or anything like that. I have no, but you know, Robert Garding, he probably knows a lot more than I do. This is his platform, and when I come on here, I try to show as much respect to his platform as I can. That's why when I introduce
somebody
my
else's platform.
And when I get on here, I say this is Black by Color only on CNM Radio because I want to give him that respect because he took the time to invite me to come on this platform. And I said, as long as I'm on this platform, I'm going to give him all due respect on this platform. If he pays me, that's fine. If he doesn't, that's fine. All I want is an outlet to do this because, look, like I said, I've been doing this for 13 years. I had my own platform for about 10, 11 years. And I did this since 2009, you know, and I'm going to keep on doing it no matter what form it's in. You know, I'm thinking about doing a podcast as well. You know, I just want to get my voice out there because we a lot of times the voices we usually hear, who do we usually hear? We usually hear the Sean Hannitys. We hear the Rush Limbaughs. We hear the Don Lemons. We hear all these other people that we're familiar with. But there are people in this country who have something to say that need an outlet to say what they need to say, but they don't have it. And that's why I'm on here on Blog Talk Radio. And I really respect Robert Garding for having me on here. I really respect that.
But you know, the thing that I detest is to use race as a determining factor on trying to pull excitement and attention. That's just so deplorable.
Yeah, it is.
Well, who's the
date?
Mentioned Robert Lemon. I know his name is Robert or Don Lemon. I forget.
Don Lemon.
You
Don
got
Lemon.
Your Al Sharptons on the station
Reed.
There at 9:10 a.m. Mm-hmm. in Detroit. Joy Reid. That's ridiculous.
Jimmy Cross. All the rest of them. You know, they use that. That's their talking point for them. That's all they can talk from is from
a but see,
perspective
the thing.
And a lens
see, here's
of race.
The thing, Vince. But here's the thing,
it's
Vince.
It's not always about
young.
Race.
But see, this is what you ought to understand, and this is for all people, and this is what I'm about to say is to all other people who want to sponsor people who hold the views like Herschel Walker. It is not selling among the vast majority of African-American people, so therefore this dream of replacing the civil rights establishment with people like Walker, name some of these black conservatives, whatever. It's not going to happen.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
What was the colonel's name down in Florida?
Name some of those black conservatives. Name some of them.
What's the Florida? What's the colonel's name down in Florida?
I can't think of his name.
Won?
I mean, you're
Alan
about
West. Alan West.
Well, Alan West
Alan
won.
West.
Yeah, but they didn't. But see, they didn't win in no where the black votes brought them over.
You had
Nobody wins from the black vote, to be honest.
You had black conservatives winning in Kansas City. I can't think of his name because he was running against Ashcroft. He ran it locally. He didn't run. He was running for state senator in Missouri,
You got a type of black Republicans I remember coming up as a kid that had more dignity and respect. In fact, I might even throw Colin Powell. I might throw in that type of black Republican. But this type of black Republican that is basically echoing what the far right extreme white Republicans say. They'll never have any respect among black people.
I ain't heard nobody. What are they saying?
They would never have any legitimacy or credibility among the overworked black people.
Okay, time out. Yeah, what did they say? Vincent, what did he say? What did Walker say?
I never heard Herschel Walker say anything right-handed.
What did he say?
All Herschel Walker screwed up on were the talking points of critical race theory, pronouns.
That's about right. I put an article in the chat room where blacks say they don't want that for their kids.
The Republicans shot themselves in the foot and the behind.
All right, they shot themselves in the foot. What time is it, Vincent? I got to get ready.
Got about 5 minutes. We got about 5 minutes.
He's not going to be specific.
Yeah,
I will make it my priority to check out your show. Matter of fact, I might check out your show as soon as I leave here.
And make sure you write a date and time that you went on it, because he'll come back and say you was on there 14 times.
I did a couple of shows on black conservatives, and I was going to do one this evening, but my voice is not where it should be because of my allergies, and I was going to call this show White in Mind Only, The Tragedy of Black Conservatives. But I may do that next week.
Let me let you know something. I'm not coming on your show as a black conservative. I'm coming on your show as a black free thinker. I'm not coming on there as a black conservative.
Good, that's fine.
Just because I think the way I do does not mean I've been influenced by white supremacy. Okay, I want people to know that. I'm not being influenced by white supremacy.
And you haven't been influenced by black supremacy neither, have you?
You'll be free to express yourself without any restraints on my show because, again, I'm not insecure. So you're free to express yourself.
All right, well, we got to finish the show here, Warren. Warren, go get you some Jack Daniels and put some lemon in it and some honey. Make it good for your throat. Your allergies.
I know how the coffee is because I'm recovering from COVID myself. So,
some Jack Daniels. I know you got plenty of that around the house. Some lemon and some honey.
Yeah, I got this taken care of.
Because we don't want nothing to happen to you.
Well, I'll be fine.
I want you to be around for a while. A long time. We may go out in the woods with your uncle and that coon hunting one night.
No,
I'll show you how to fix it.
You never show a Louisiana person how to cook food.
Okay,
I bet you I can. You never show Louisiana people how to cook food.
I tell you what I had for supper last week. I had some stewed beef tripe. You don't know nothing about no beef tripe.
I grew up on it. We cook differently than you cook in the rest of the part of the country. We make some of the best gravies and stews here in this part of the country.
Yeah,
we smother. We're the best smotherers. We can smother stuff. We can take anything and make it as tender as all get on.
My neighbor kept knocking on my door. The last time he wanted to know if my clock stopped. He wanted to know what I was cooking on the slack.
Bring it, Boy Yee is asking, what about Herman Cain? And that's a great question too.
Herman Cain was a good business person. He came up during
Herman
the time
Cain
of the lawsuit against Burger King. Remember the lawsuit against Burger King?
Yep.
it led to opening up opportunities, and he took one with Godfather Pizza, I think it was, and some other. He's a damn good business person.
And he would have been a doggone good president.
See, the thing with you nationalists, you got these ideas, but you ain't got nobody to carry forth the economics on it. You ain't got nobody that can put up office buildings and bridges like me. Yeah. Who are they? What you going to do, row across the damn river?
I mean, for real. But anyway, I'm going to get ready to end it right there. Thank you, guys.
All right, Dan. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, guys, for coming on the show. I appreciate it. Dance. All right. I'm going to check your show out. I'm going to see what you got there. But anyway, wow, what a show today. I didn't think I would make it through today because I've been sick with the COVID for most of this week, but I made it through or whatever. But hopefully my voice will get stronger in the next few weeks and whatever. But you all stay safe out there. You know, follow after the truth. Don't just let people, you know, talk something into your head and you just say, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna go with this because if it's an ideal that I agree with, you need to use a little common sense, use a little critical thinking skills when it comes to taking in the information that comes around you. You know, and it doesn't take a college degree or someone with a high IQ to do that. Anyone with any grain of common sense can do it. You know, so but. That's all I have for you guys tonight. Want to thank Mr. Gardening for coming onto the program. Thank you, Bring It Boy Yee. Hopefully, God willing, I should have another show next week. Until then, I'll check you guys later. Y'all take care of yourselves. Until the next time, I'll see you on the rebound. You all have a great week.